We'll start again from Avzayin Amar Beis we're holding. So again, the Mishnah said the third machlokes was Hashoichet Chayiv Yoif Biyomtiv. You had a machlokes in the Mishnah, if you shecht on Yomtiv a bird or a chayiv, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. So the Shaila, can you make a kisi adam to cover up the blood on Yomtiv? So the Mishnah first in the Moraz Madaik, the Mishnah says Hashoichet. Mashma Dievadin, if you made a shchitam, then Beis Shammai said you'll let it cover up the blood. If you come to ask the question, are we allowed to make this shechita on a chai yonif, the din should be loy, you're not allowed to. Eimafei, for what does the end of our Mishnah say? Beisila says, don't shecht. You're not supposed to shecht a chai and a knife on yomtiv if you don't have dirt prepared from before yomtiv in order to make the mitzvah kisyadam. So that's Beisila. Michlal, it's a mashma, the Tanakama sovar, yishchit. Beis Shammai's mashma, lechetchila, you are allowed to shecht. So it's a stira of the ratio to the seifam. L'chetchila, if you have an oif, a chicken, or a lot of shechted on yontif or not. So Gemara says, hold like kasha, there's no stira. I'll tell you, the Mishnah means to say like this, lo yishchet v'yechase koma. Means to say, don't shecht and make the kisi adam. That's what the Mishnah means to say. So Rashi says, hold like kasha, lo yishchet v'yechilul. That it v'yechilul says, don't make a shechitam, a kisi l'chud koma hadri. He's only going on the mitzvah kisi adam. V'ochi koma. Lo yigmar ma'isra shchita. Don't finish doing the ma'isra shchita. The haynu akisi. That's what Beis Hillel means to say. And on this Beis Shammai says no. That in other words, lechetchila you're not supposed to make the shchita. Don't shecht a knife on yomtiv if you don't have dirt prepared before yomtiv. But Beis Shammai says if you did do the shchita, now you're allowed to do the mitzvah kisi adam. Beis Hillel says no. Even if you already made the shchita, you're not allowed to do the kisi adam. If you don't have the dirt prepared from before yomtiv, you're not allowed to like take the shovel of dirt out of the ground on yomtiv. So male, there's no stira. Lechetchila, maybe you're not allowed to do the shchita. Beis Shammai just says, if you didn't ask and you made the shchita, now you're allowed to make the kisi adam, you're allowed to cover up the blood with dirt. For the Gemara, no aim a sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? The sefer says, Umoidim, Beisil is moidim to Beis Shammai, Shim Shochat. That lo yitzei b'dieved, the person did do a shchita, he didn't ask any questions, and he shechted the yoif on yomtiv. Halacher is yachbar b'dakav yechase. That even Beis Hillel holds, then you're allowed to take the shovel, like we'll soon see, that was stuck into the ground before yomtiv. So it's only, there's no yes a katisha. You're not really making a charisha. It's only a question about the muksa. It wasn't mukhen from before yomtiv. So even Beis Hillel is moider, you're allowed to take the shovel that was stuck into the ground before yomtiv, and pull it out now on yomtiv to cover up the dirt. So what do you see? That Beis Hillel is moed if you already made the shchita, that you are allowed to make the kisi. So mechlal, it's a rayam, that the reisha lav the evadu. So really, where is the machlikis Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Lechetchila. In other words, if you have a chicken now on yomtiv, and you don't have dirt prepared from before yomtiv, you only have your shovel that was stuck into the ground before yomtiv. The question is, lechetchila now, are you allowed to go and shech the chicken? And according to Beis Shammai, yes. And then you just pull out the shovel from the ground and cover it up. And according to the Beis Hillel, no, you're not allowed to make the shchita. Because the shovel is muksa now. Just Beis Hillel holds with the evidence, if you already made the shchita, you're allowed to pull it out. So the chura... So chura is still a stira. That the ratio from the Mishnah says, Hashoichet is mashmoni with the evidence. According to Beis Shammai. And later it's mashma that according to the Beis Shammai, even the chetchila, you're allowed to make the shchita on yomtiv, so it's a stira. So more answers, Omar Rabba Hochikomer. Rabba says, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ha Shoichet. Here when the Mishnah says, Ha Shoichet Chai Veif Biyomtiv, usually Ha Shoichet means Bidiyevit. If you did it, then you're allowed to. But here it's different. Here Ha Shoichet means that Ha Shoichet Shebo Limlech. A shechet that comes to ask Bezdin, what's the halacha? I have a chicken now, I want to shecht it, and I don't have dirt prepared from before yomtiv. I only have my shovel, was stuck in the ground before yomtiv. Am I allowed to make the shechita now and afterwards take the shovel out to cover it up? So, ketzadoy maloy, what does Bezdin tell back to the shechet? Beis Shammai Yirmi Beis Shammai says, oy maloy shchit. Yes, we tell you, you are allowed to make the shechita now in yomtiv. Chafor, then like pull out the shovel out of the ground, v'chasei, and cover up the blood. That's Beis Shammai's din. So another day nechlamin, l'chetchilo, you're allowed to do it. If you ask, they'll tell you, yes, you're allowed to make the shchita. Oh, Beitil Loimer, Beitil says no. Lo yishchit. No, don't make the shchit. If you ask Bezdin will tell you, you're not allowed to make the shchit on Yom Tov. Elim kain, hoye loy ofo muchim abad yoyim. Only if your mamish have complete dirt that you put out of the ground before Yom Tov and you prepared it. This is the dirt I'm going to use now for Kisur Dam. So there's no question of Katisha, there's no question of Harisha, there's no Muksa. You prepared this dirt before Yom Tov, so then there's no question. The actual Shechita you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, because Eichel Nefesh is the Eichel. You're allowed to do what you have to feed him. So you're allowed to make a Shechita on Yom Tov. The only question is, how could you cover the blood with the dirt? So if you have dirt prepared before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to. But if not, Beisila says, nothing doing, you're not allowed to make the Shechita. So now there's no Shechita. According to Beis Shammai, like Achili, you're allowed to, and according to Beisila, you're not allowed to. Rav Yosef, from Rav Yosef, says the same type of a teretz, but a little bit different than Rabba. We'll soon see what the Machlokes is. But Rav Yosef, from Ahochi Koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say, that HaShechet Shebo Lahamlech, if a Shechet again comes to ask Bezdin and ask the question, can I make a Shechit on a knife on Yom Tov or not? I don't have dirt prepared from before Yom Tov. I only have my shovel that was stuck into the ground before Yom Tov. So, Ketzadoy Maloy, what does Bezdin tell back to the Shechet? Beishamai Yom Beishamai says, Oy Maloy, we tell the Shechet, Leich, go, Chafor, dig, Shechot, then make the Shechitah, V'chasei, and then cover up the blood. This is a little bit different than Rabba. Rabba before said, first make the Shechitah, and then dig and cover up the blood. Rabbi Yosef adds a little bit more to say, first you have to dig, Chafor, like first pull out the shovel, get the dirt ready, then make the shechita, and then v'chasei, then cover up the blood. That's Beishamai. Beis Hillel says, no, lo yishchot, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to make a shechita on Yom Tov, on a chaya and a knife. El im kein only, hoye lo ofa muchim abad yoyim. Only if you have the dirt completely prepared before Yom Tov. You have dirt in a bag, in a basket, that's prepared, no muksa, no shalach harisha, such dirt you're allowed to touch on Yom Tov, you prepared it beforehand. Almanas used it for kis yadam, so now on Yom Tov, gezuntai et shech the yoif, and right away you mechasa the dam. So now, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said the same type of a teretz, only Rabbi said that Beishamai says we tell him, make the shechita, and then cover the blood. And Rabbi Yosef added that first we tell you chafor, first, like dig, get the shovel out, and then make the shechita. So what's the difference? Omer Abayis, Abayis says, Omer Abayis to Rabbi Yosef. So Abayis tells Rabbi Yosef, Lema ma'avar Rabba. Let me explain what's your machlokes and Rabba's machlokes. But the Rav Zeira, your machulik in the din of Rav Zeira. Omer Rav, kol machlokusei. Your machulik, your machlokes is telling the machlok in the din of Rav Yosef, Rav Zeira, Omer Rav. What was his halacha? The Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav. Rav Zeira said over the name of Rav like this, HaShechet, if you shecht even in the weekday, a chaya, or a knife, or a bird, is tzorech sheyitein of lamata. The mitzvah kisya dam is like this, halacha is like this. First you have to have dirt on the ground, then you make the shechita, let the blood go into dirt, and then on top of that you have to put blood. So that's Rav Zeira's halacha, put dirt. Why? Tzorech sheyitein of lamata v'yof lamala. You have to have dirt on the bottom, then the blood, then dirt on top. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'shofech hasdomoy, like make the shechit and let the blood come out. V'chiseihu be'ofer. That's what the pasuk says. V'chiseihu be'ofer. Into dirt. So ofer lo nemar. The Torah doesn't just say, cover on top with dirt. Rather, ela be'ofer. It should be into dirt. In other words, the blood has to go into dirt, the dirt's there first. Melamed comes to teach us, Sha'ashoychet, if you're going to shech the chicken, or a chayam, a deer, is sorech sheyitein ofalamata. You have to make sure on the ground, first you have dirt there. And the dirt has to be soft dirt. The ofalamal, and you have to have dirt on top of that. That's the mitzvah kisi adam. The maris led the Rab Zeira. Rab Yosef holds like Rab Zeira. That's why Rab Yosef added and said, you know what we tell you to do? We tell you chafor. In other words, first get dirt on the bottom. Then shechot, then make the shechita, and then v'chasei, and then cover it on top. That's what Rabbi Yosef holds. That you have to make sure you have dirt on the floor, on the bottom. The Rabbah less led Rabbi Zeira. But Rabbi just said, no, he just said, you're allowed to make a shechita, and then you cover on top. So Mashba Rabbah does not hold from Rabbi Zeira. According to Rabbah, the mitzvah kisi adam just means, when you have blood on the floor, anywhere on the floor, the mitzvah is to cover it up. There's no mitzvah to have dirt on the floor. It just emits with the covered dirt on top of the blood. So that's why Rabbi just said, all you have to do is shechot, shecht the chicken, and then the chasei covered on top. So that's the machlokes Rab and Rab Zera. So Rab Zera answered that, so the machlokes between Rab and Rab Yosef. So Rab Yosef answered back to Abaye and said no. Omalei, Rab Yosef answered back and said, Bein l'didi, according to me, Bein l'rab, even according to Rabba. Islan the Rab Zera. Could be both of us really holds like Rab Zera's chiddush. That the locker is the blood has to go into dirt and dirt on top. What's our machlokes here? That we say, Rabba just said, make the shechita and put dirt on top. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, first chafor, make sure there's dirt on the bottom. That Rabba sub, Rabba holds, it's a din of machlokes only by yomtiv. If from before yomtiv, you have dirt on the floor, and now all you have to do is just do the shechita, let the blood go into it, and cover it on top, that's okay. Then we say, okay. Of Eloi, let's say you don't have dirt on the floor. You only have a wooden floor. So you want to make the shechita now. Before you make the shechita, the locker is, you have to first get dirt and put it on the floor. Loi. So Rab holds on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do that. If you don't have the dirt from before, you are not allowed to get the dirt now to put it on the floor first. Why? Chashin, because we're afraid, Dilma Mamlech, you'll change your mind for Loi Shochet. You'll change your mind, you won't make the shechita on Yom Tov. So when it came out, you were Torcha Tircha Shkala Tzarech. In the meantime, you went and got this dirt, you took the shovel out of the ground, you got the dirt, you went to throw it on the floor, and then afterwards you have to first go get your chicken, get the knife and make the shechita. So we're afraid in between, maybe the person will change his mind, and he'll say, I don't want a shecht anymore. So it come out, what do we do so far? He was matriach, he had bothered himself by getting this dirt to put it on the floor, and that's not nice, you're not supposed to matriach yourself on Yom Tov. Rashi says here, Nimsa shechoifa b'chinim. It comes out, you like dug the ground up for no purpose. That's a tirchosh, the litzarech. So that's why Rabbi says we don't let you make the shechita in such a case. Only if you already have the dirt on the floor. Now, make the shechita and the blood goes into the dirt. All you have to have is dirt on top. That Beishami says, yes, we'll have to get dirt on top. Avaludidi, but Rabbi Yosef says no. I hold Adarabba, just the opposite. Ho Adifa, this is better. Di loy sharis lay, if you don't let him make the shechita. What's happening here? You only have a wooden floor. You don't have any dirt on the floor. So Rabba says we don't let him bring dirt to make the shechita. Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's worse. Like you're telling him not to make a shechita, he's not going to have chicken teeth. Comes out, Osi lamnuya misimchas yomtiv. You're making this person not have simchas yomtiv. Lamnuya, holding you back. I'm holding it back from having simchas yomtiv. He's not going to have chicken teeth. He's not going to have a chai. He doesn't have any meat to eat. So it's not kedai not to let him eat meat. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, no, we let him first take the shovel out of the ground and put the dirt on the floor. And we're not afraid you'll change your mind and not shecht, because we would rather you shecht and have meat to eat, and rather than saying not shecht and don't have meat altogether. So that's what Rabbi Yosef holds. It's better off having the chicken, having the meat. I maybe will change your mind. We can't help it. If you change your mind, you change your mind. But it's better to let you make the shechit and to have a yomtiv, have a simplest yomtiv, than say don't have any simplest yomtiv. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "Umoidim shim shochat sheyach pavadak v'chasa." Even by Silla's moida, that if you already made the shechit on yomtiv, you didn't ask any questions. You went and you shechted the yoif on yomtiv, and now the blood is on the floor, that you are allowed to take the shovel and cover it up on yomtiv. Basil is made, but the if you shecht it, you're allowed to cover it. So the Mar Omer Rav Zriko, Omer Rav Yehuda, for who she eshle daka noisa by join. Chura Basilil and Chura even Basham also means like this. We're only talking about in the case that you have the shovel that was stuck into the ground from before Yomtiv. You're not allowed to let lechatchila now on Yomtiv take your shovel and stick it into the ground. That's Ramesh Nisidi Raisa. You're making Charisha Katisha. No, we're talking about you have the shovel that was stuck into the ground from before Yomtiv. So there's no risk to the Raisa. It's only a shalaf for muksa, is it mukhin or not? So this Beisila says, you're not allowed to do it in the chathchila, it's muksa. And only b'dievet, if you already made the shechita, then we say yes. And Beisham says, no, right away you're allowed to pick up the shovel and cover the dirt, the blood. For the Gemara, v'akavik ketisha. And having been risk, so what if the shovel was stuck into the ground before yomtiv? But you're still making ketisha. By picking out the ground, you're like chopping up the ground and making it soft. That's mamas the malach of teichin, Rashi says. So Rashi explains, v'akavet ketisha. We have Yehuda park. We're only asking the kashna according to Yehuda. The Yom of Yehuda says, v'u sheyesh tadaka nasa noiz. You have to have the shovel stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov. Alma, what do we see then? The time of the Masnitzin lav mishum the Yossi Yassi the Vachasei be'ofram v'dochi es loisasei kom lochem. That the pshat that Beis Shammai said you'll have to cover the blood is not the pshat that we say esse doicha loisasei, that really you're making harisha now. Really you're making katisha now by digging the ground. It's nisi the raisam. But so what? Since you're doing it for the purpose of being mekayim the mitzvah's esse of covering up the dam, maybe that's mutter. But from Yehud you see that's not the smorah. Because he says it's osur, even according to Beis Shammai, only if you have the shovel stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov. Elamishum, the kvachof of Yomit. The only reason is that since the shovel was stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov, it's considered like you already made the chfira. It's already dug from before Yom Tov. For the Gemara, no. For a kovet ketisha. But now by pulling the shovel out of the ground with the dirt, you're doing another malacha though. You're doing ketisha, you're chopping up the ground. Shadayin regovim of the bokimheim. Like the dirt is like stuck together. It's a piece of dirt. You can't stop take a big piece of dirt and throw it on top of the blood. You have to first chop up the pieces of the dirt into small pieces. Now the Kurdish told the Teichenu, O Malachi, this Malach of chopping up this big piece of dirt, that's an Issi Deraisa. That's the Malach of Teichen, of grinding. That's the Kash, according to Yehuda. Why is the Mutam, are you making a Ketisha now? You're chopping up the dirt by pulling up the shovel, even though it was stuck into the ground beforehand. There's no Issa Harisha, the ground was soft, but the Maitre now you have to chop up the dirt. So Maritz says, no, Om Rabbi Chiyah Barashi, Om Arav, Be'yofet Yehuach. We're talking about a kimtum that has very soft ground. So soft ground, if the shovel was stuck into the ground before Yom Tov, there's no Harisham, and now there's no Ketishri, there's soft ground. It's like sand. For the Gemara is still Vokovet Guma, but now when you pick the shovel out of the ground, you take up a shovel full of dirt, you're making a hole. So Rashi says, V'chayim Mishum Binyan, that should be called a Binyan. So really it depends where you do it. If you do it in your house, Amol, they didn't have floors like we do. Amol, the floor of the house used to be dirt. So if you make a hole in your house, that's called binyan. It's a way of building in a house. If you do it outside in the fields, the yisra would be harisha. You're like plowing the ground. But I call upon it by making a hole in the ground, the chutzim locha, it's binyan in the house. So for the Gemara, v'hokovet guma, you're making a hole. So Moran says, k'd Rabbi Abba. The Yomer Rabbi Abba says, that achayfe guma, in the case that somebody true digs a hole on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, b'Shabbos, he digs a hole on Shabbos. Abba v'ein no tzorech el liyofra. The only reason why you're digging is not because you want the hole. You don't really want to make a binyan here. Your purpose is you need dirt. Let's say like here, you need dirt now to cover up the blood of a chaya or a knife. That's your purpose of making the hole. The locher is potter alay. If you know on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're potter alay. So Shver Rashi says here, Elo mekalkel b'chol mekalkel p'turim. Really, it's a p'turim. It's called you being mekalkel here. You're just ruining. In other words, this hole, if you have no purpose for the hole, and you're making a hole in your ground, if you need the hole there, it's called binyan. You're building in your house, you're making a hole you need. But if you don't need the hole, the only purpose is you want dirt now, so taking the dirt out, there's no malacha. The malacha is you made the hole. If you don't want a hole, and you have a hole in your house, it's only being mekalkel. You're ruining your house. So mashma mekalkel, according to Rashi, is mamish potter, you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. Tosis learns, not like that, Tosis learns, it's a ptur and hilka Shabbos and the malacha is it's a malacha shentzrich l'gufa. You don't want the real malacha. The real malacha of binyan is that you would want the whole. Here, since you don't want the whole, it's called the malacha shentzrich l'gufa. But so is the esker tema. The im came potter abalosar l'chatchila. The malacha is that's true. Midiraisa it's mutter, but midirabbonin it's an esker rabbonin. Every malacha and tzurich legufa is also with the rabbanon. Sal kamir on yont if you're allowed to make the hole. The yeshloim and v'toyz enechanami. Really, it should be also with the rabbanon. Abed mishum simchas yontif mutar afilukat chila. You have to say yeah mishum simchas yontif there matiyu. In other words, you want to be able to eat the chicken now on yontif. That's simchas yontif. So mishum the mitzvah simchas yontif. The rabbanon will make it and say you're allowed to make the hole because making the hole in your house, since your only purpose you want the hole is just to use the dirt. Not to use the binyan, the hole. That's not a nisim of the rice. It's only a nisim of the rabbanon, and the rabbanon's will make all mishum simchas yomtiv. That's Shana now mishnah. That's why Beis Shammai says lechatchila you're allowed to do it, and Beis Hillel says no, only b'di'evid you're allowed to do it. Right then the mishnah says she'efa kira mochenu. You should know the ashes
that come out of the oven, that's muchin. That you're allowed to use for kisi adam. So Gemara says, Eifa kira man b'chashmei. Who mentioned the words of Eifa kira? Like the Mishnah before was not talking about Eifa kira. Before we're talking about if you make a shchita chayi b'yoif and you don't have dirt, can you use a yichase b'daker? Can you use a shovel stuck in the ground? Can you use it or not? That was the shayla. We weren't talking about ashes from the oven. So how come the Mishnah now says, she'efe kira muchin, mashma, it's a continuation, that you should know the ashes of the oven is muchin, is prepared, you're allowed to use it, it's not muksi, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tif. Look, who was talking about the ashes? So Marian says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, hochi komer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. It's a new statement. The efe kira, even though it says Lashon she'efer, it does not really mean she'efer, but it means to say ve'efer. A new statement. You should know that the ashes, kira, of the oven, mochino, it's called prepared. In other words, you're allowed to bake on yontif, you're allowed to use the oven on yontif. So after you got finished baking, you have the leftover charcoals, the burnt ashes. Those ashes are not called muksa, it's called muchin, and you're allowed to touch it on yontif. And you're allowed to use it for kisi adam also. So male, in such a case, Beisila would also be moida. If you know you have ashes in your oven, so you're allowed to shechna lechatchila the oif or the chayim, because you have something prepared to make the kisi adam with. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That it's called muchin, it's not muksi, you're allowed to use it. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Loishanu, this was only learned, Ela Shehusak Merav Yomtif. Only in the place that the ashes were there from Erev Yomtif. It was like burnt before Yomtif, so Melech not Noilet. Like before Yomtif, you know you have ashes. So a person uses ashes, so it's considered like you have in das, in mind, to use the ashes, it's not muksa. Aval Husak Pi Yomtif, let's say you first put the wood into the oven today on Yom Tif. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, it was wood, it wasn't ashes. And now you burnt up the wood on Yom Tif, and it becomes into ashes also. You should know it's like Noilet, that's Muksa. Because before Yom Tif, it was wood, it wasn't ashes. It first became ashes on Yom Tif itself, that's a Svar of Noilet, that's called Muksa, you can't use it. Rashi says, Aval Husak Pi Yomtif, Teleke Lameima Daite Aleveima Yesmal also. You can't say the person had a mind to use it from before Yom Tif, because before Yom Tif you didn't have these ashes. Before Yom Tif it was a piece of wood. You first burned this piece of wood on Yom Tif. So it's muksa. Because you can't say you had a mind to use the ashes. The ashes weren't around. So that's what the Mishnah says, the eighth of the kira, the ashes of an oven, is not muksa, it's prepared to be used. That's talking about where it was burned from before Yom Tif. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, you know you have ashes in the oven, and ashes you could use, the most times they used to use it to cover up dirt, we'll soon see, to cover up tsoyam. They used to use it, you could use it for kisi adam, so therefore it's called muchin, it's not muksa. Havada bismanas, they'll be called muksa, because we don't use it for anything. But the most times they used to use these ashes, so if the ashes were around from before Yom Tif, it's not muksa. It's more about the avol husak b'yomtif, but if it was only cooked up on yomtif, the ashes, also then you can't use it. Other the imroyal litzlois boy, let's say it's still hot charcoals. Let's say the ashes are not died out completely. It's still a little bit hot, the ashes. That you could put an egg on top and roast an egg. That takes a little bit, you don't need that much heat to roast an egg. Then mutter. Then we say the ashes are not called muksa. In other words, since you're still allowed to cook on yomtif, and these ashes could be used for cooking purposes, and for that it's not muksa, because at the beginning you had wood. Now wood was set aside to use for cooking purposes. So kozuman, you cook with it, it's like not muksa, it's called what you used it for. So kozuman, these ashes have some heat to it, that you could cook, roast up an egg, it's not called muksa, it's still called usable, so even though now you want to use it for something else, for kisi adam would also be mutter. It's like a migu. Migu, you could use it now to roast an egg with it, it's still called roi, and you could use it. Tanya Namihoch, we also learned like this, that Kishomru Eifa Kiru Muchin, that our Mishnah says, if you have ashes from your oven, it's considered Muchin, it's called usable on Yom Tif, it's not Muksa, who, the Muchinu, Loyamorin, it was only said, Elisha, Husak Mer of Yom Tif. In a case where you burnt up these ashes before Yom Tif, you bake before Yom Tif, and you have the ashes there from before Yom Tif, then it's not called Muksa. Ah, well, Husak be Yom Tif, but in a case where you first baked, you use the oven today on Yom Tif, then also, then we say the ashes that come after baking is like noilid,
it was not around before Yomtiv. Before Yomtiv was only wood, not ashes. And then the blood is muksi. Not allowed to touch it. Again, the imroyu litzlis by beitza. Let's say these ashes still have some charcoal, still have heat. There's still some fire there that has enough heat that you're able to roast an egg there, even though you don't need that much heat for it. Then mutter. Then we say it's still called something that's usable. It's still called like the wood is still here. You can still cook and bake with this heat coming out of these ashes. Then the ashes still has a loch like eitzim. Then you're still allowed to use the ashes. You're allowed to pick them up with a shovel and use it for kisei adam. Try to new aloch now. Hichnis ofar liginosai. Let's say you bring in dirt from before Yom Tif into your gin, into your garden. Ulochrovosai, that's used in the backyard. Is mutulachasas boy. You're allowed to now use this dirt on Yom Tif to machasa. That's also called like mukhr, it's not muksa. In other words, since you brought dirt into your house before Yom Tif, we say people in the Gemara's time used to use dirt for reasons. They used to use it to cover up soya, to cover up dirt with it. So since it was something to be used, if you brought it in your house, you had in mind to use it, it's not muksa. The zman is there, we don't use dirt, the vad it's muksa. But on the side that you would use dirt and you bring it into your gina, into your garden, into your backyard, it's mutl chasas boy, it's not muksa. You're allowed to use it to cover up the kisi adam. The Yom Rav Yehuda said though, machnis adam amole kuposa yofer. A person can bring into his house a complete big bundle, a big basket full of dirt. The yosov kortzorkei. And you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. In other words, it's not muksa. You brought it in to be used, to use to cover up dirt. So you can use it for any purpose you want. Now, Dorosh Mazutra, Mazutra Dash, and then said, Mishmei de Mazutra, Rabbah, the name of Mazutra, Rabbah, for who she yachtun la karen zovis. That though we say, if you bring in a basket of dirt into your house, it's not muksa, it's mukhin. It's only if you set aside your yachtun la karen zovis. You put it away in a special corner. In other words, this dirt, I'm not bringing in to be mevatel, to make it part of my floor, to make the floor smoother, to be mevatel to the floor. No, I'm bringing it in to use. That's why I'm putting it in a special place. If I put it in a special place, then I mean to say, I still want to use this dirt, it's not part of the floor, then it's not muksa. Trashi vushi yachtolo, v'loi shotcha, not stop throwing it over your floor. The mucha mils l'tzorchav kaboy. Then we say, you want to use it if you put it on a special corner. We're talking about very soft dirt. It's not missing that you have to be chofar to dig or katisha to chop it up. It's only a question of muksa or not. So we say if you brought it into your house before yomtif, so we say it's not muksa. You have that to use it on yomtif. You're allowed to use this dirt to cover up shmutz or to use for kisi adam. Meisvei, we have a kasher on this. The locher is kfi. Kfi is a type of an animal that it's a suffix, is a doubtful to us if it's a chai or a behema. That the locher is, if you shecht a cow, a behema, you don't have to make mitzvah kisi adam. If you shecht a deer, a chaya, you have to make kisi adam. So kfi is a type of an animal that it's a suffix to us if it has mitzvah kisi adam or not. We're not sure if it's called a chaya or it's called a behema. So the locher is kfi, and shecht a meis of yomtif. On yomtif, you're not allowed to shecht a kfi. Because you're going to come into problems to make a kisi adam. Since it's only doubtful if you have to do the mitzvah kisi adam, so in a suffix and yontif, we don't want you to do the kisi adam. Therefore, we tell you don't make the shkita roll together. But the imshochetu, let's say you didn't ask any questions, you went ahead and you shechted the kfi on yomtif, then the locher is, ein mechasen es domei. You're not allowed to make a kisi adam. You're not allowed to do it. Because since it's a suffix to us, whether it's a mitzvah kisi adam altogether or not, so in a suffix we say, don't make the kisi. That's the halacha. We have to be afraid, maybe it's only an animal. There's no mitzvah kisui altogether. And if so, there's no mitzvah kisui, you have no right at all to touch this dirt. So, if you learn like we learned in our Mishnah, that we're talking about dirt, that you have a shovel stuck into the ground, that's really muksa. And the reason why Veshama is matarit mishum mitzvah kisui adam, he's matar the yisum muksa. Send me very good here. When you have a kfi, it's a stuff that gets doubtful for us. If there's a mitzvah kisi or not, so you're not allowed to touch its dirt, because it's a muksa. But the kashra is, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, lichsayek Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda now, that there's a mitzvah that a person brought dirt into his house before yomtiv, that's not muksa at all. You could use for any purpose you want. See, if so, if there's such a case like that, why can't I make a shechita on the kfi on yomtiv? Oh, let me shecht this animal. What's the suffix? The suffix is the mitzvah is kisi or not. Maybe yes, maybe no. So you know what you do? Take your dirt that you have prepared from before Yom Tov. It's not muksa. You could use it to cover up shmutz if you want. So instead of covering up shmutz, you're using that to cover up the dam. There's no issur involved. So how come the Braisa says there's no eitzah? You're not allowed to cover up to make the mitzvah kisi adam here. Why not? According to Abuda, Yad Vechatimsa.